Well, good morning, everybody, from Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas, at the iHeartRadio studio. IMCA, your on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today being December the 29th, 2020, we got, what, two more days after today. Then we can ring in the new year. We can bygones be got bygones on the badness of 2020 and look forward to a better 2021. Amen? Amen. Hope you all are doing great. Hope family's hanging in there okay. Stand by one moment. Been a tough year for a lot of people, and I know a lot of people I have talked to have told me they're like, CA, I will be so glad when this year is over. I understand it's been very difficult, and my thoughts and prayers are with you guys. And there's probably been some good, but probably a lot of bad, but let's just try to forget about the bad, and let's think about the good and remain positive. And I welcome you to our positive, always positive podcast show and station, okay? Got some great things that's going to be upcoming in 2021 that we'll be able to share with you guys as the days get closer and closer to that. All right, well, I want to remind you, you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you can put any kind of new music. If you have any new music you want me to listen to, feel free to hook that on an attachment and just send it to me. Put CA, new music, your group. And who knows, we may have be winding up playing your music before it's all said and done. Also, friends, like us on our Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. You can also instant message me on there on Messenger for prayer requests, questions, comments. Also, if you want to tell me how you liked our podcast show, feel free. You can always send me a message on there as well. All right, well, what do you say? Let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today on a Tuesday. Get a little Dr. Funk going on. All right, we're back to Christian music. I got some Christian songs coming up. Also, that's right, I've got a great Bible devotion. Got to have that. Pass Along Comfort, that's today's Bible devotion. And I've got a Mark Lowry comedy coming up, giving the guys kind of a break this week. I'm going to give you some quotes that's going to give you hope. Quotes that's going to give you some hope. Especially after getting through 2020, we get ready to close that year out and get ready for 2021. All right, the next question I got to ask you guys, like the majority of us always say after we've picked out on food and stuff, are you exercising? Well, I've got to get back into doing that myself, watching what I'm eating. Did you know statistically, this is true, statistically, on New Year's resolutions, do you know only maybe 2% of the resolutions that people say they're going to accomplish, they accomplish? 98% of it, they always fell through before the end of the year. And that's within the first 30 days. I thought that was kind of funny. Someone was sharing that with me some time ago. True fact. All right, let's get those exercises going. What do you say? Jumping jacks first off and then push-ups. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. On a Tuesday morning. Get coffeeed up, okay? All right. And today's Bible devotion is going to be on Pass Along Comfort. Scripture reminds us in the book of 2 Corinthians. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3, "Blessed be the Lord of all comfort. A dear friend and trusted counselor once told me sometimes that the greatest test to us is when we ask God the question why. As Charles Hembry once pointed out, in the full face of afflictions, it is hard to see any of us to brings that befall us. And we want to ask this question of faithfulness of a faithful God. However, these moments can be the most meaningful moments of our lives. Also, you know, Alex Navarro once said, God does not comfort us that we may be comforted, but we may be comforters, as we've heard before, as Scripture reminds us. Now, we are to pass along the comfort with which God has comforted us. Look around you. Look around all around this crazy world that we're living in, even in the pandemic times. There are countless opportunities to comfort others, not only in the loss of a loved one, but also in a daily distress that so often creeps in our lives. You know, one of Paul's companions on some of his missionary journeys, friends, was named Joseph. But the apostles called him Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. You know, you can find that in the book of Acts, chapter 4 and verse 36. Will you be a Barnabas to someone today? And I encourage you today, be a Barnabas to someone. You know, people need people to lean on. And, you know, we need to be praying and encouraging and comforting people. Stand by, I got a Mark Lowry coming up. Now I've got an oldie but goodie, a Mark Lowry classic about buses. Stand by.
I travel part-time with Bill Gaither, who is a legend in contemporary Christian music. And he's written so many great songs in the church, like The King is Coming and Because He Lives and He Touched Me and so many wonderful songs. And he asked me about, 1988, he called me and asked me if I would like to join the vocal band. I didn't even know Bill Gaither. I don't even know how he got my number. But I was sure glad he did. He called me and asked me if I'd like to join the Gaither Vocal Band. You know, and I knew Bill Gaither discovered Sandy Patty. Did you know that? Bill Gaither discovered Larnell Harris. Bill Gaither discovered Carmen. Bill Gaither discovered Steve Green. Bill Gaither discovered George Beverly Shea. I mean, the list goes on and on. He asked me if I'd like to join the Gaither Vocal Band. I said, does Billy Graham have a quiet time? You bet your sweet bippy. And I didn't tell him that I can't read music. I didn't think that was the time to bring that up. And I didn't tell him that I'd never sung baritone before. I didn't want to bring that up either. But I went and auditioned. And he asked me if I'd like to join the group. And come to find out, you know what Bill Gaither does? He discovers your hidden talent. He does. Like, when he found Sandy Patty, she was a bass. Bill said, you know, if you hit a few high notes, you might really go somewhere. And when he found Larnell Harris, he was white. When Bill found me, I was hyperactive. Even Bill can't change everybody. What an amazing man he is. He's written all these great songs. And when I first joined the group, you know, I thought he must be perfect. If he'd written He Touched Me, The King Is Coming, Joy Comes in the Morning. He's got a bus, big old bus. He owns his bus because he wrote He Touched Me. I wrote Big Booger Blues. That won't get you a bus. No, I didn't really write Big Booger Blues, but I would have if I'd have thought of it. But he's got a great bus. In the back of his bus, he's got a bedroom where he and Gloria sleep. While the rest of us are in bunks piled on top of each other, they've got a bedroom because he wrote He Touched Me. And they got two beds back there, kind of a Ricky and Lucy thing going on, if you ask me. But you didn't hear that from me. And one of those first trips when I started traveling with him, I'd catch myself sometimes just staring at him, thinking, this is the guy who wrote He Touched Me. And one time he said I could sleep back there in the other bed because Gloria wasn't going with us. It was just the Gaither Vocal Band. It wasn't the trio. It was just the vocal band. He said that I could sleep back there in that other bed. So I was in one bed and he's in the other bed. That's the way we like it. And I went to bed first. I woke up about 2 a.m. and looked over in Bill's bed and thought he wasn't there because all I saw was a pile of pillows in his bed. Come to find out, Bill Gaither, Mr. He Touched Me, sleeps under pillows. He doesn't sleep under blankets like a normal person. He roots like a dog under a pile of pillows. I knew he was under there because I saw his nose peeking up through those pillows. Actually, it wasn't peeking. It was standing boldly, proudly. And I started staring at his nose thinking, that is Bill Gaither's nose. While I was staring at his nose, I found out he ain't perfect. He snores. Start off sort of like a pig digging for roots. Didn't stop there. It went on to the the sound of a freight train hitting a bridge at about 90 miles an hour. Didn't stop there. Went on to the sound of a 747 trying to find a seat at the Crystal Cathedral from 30,000 feet. And I wouldn't even mind that as long as you keep a rhythm going. Yeah, he may have written "The King is Coming," but folks, when the King does come, you better pray Bill into sleep.
Our friend Mark Lowry, he's a great fill-in from time to time. You know, Mark just recovered from foot surgery, and you can always catch him on his Facebook page. You want to like him on there. He checks in live from time to time, and he does respond. You get some of these guys that don't respond, but Mark Lowry does respond. Great man, and we're glad to have him on our show from time to time. All right, Brett Walker, kick it off. One of my favorites, Believer.
Reminding me, we're in love watching you do your thing. There's no mistaking your style, no mistaking your touch. I see the grand, I see the subtle of your love. Lord, I see you in everything, all day. And every beat of my heart keeps reminding me. I see you in every little thing, all day. No matter where I go, I know your love is finding me. It's finding me in everything, all day. And every beat of my heart keeps reminding me. I see you in every little thing, all day. No matter where I go, I know your love is finding me.
Building 429. Boy, what a great song there. Where I belong. And yes, you guys, we do belong. And God has a reason for living and continuing to live even during these crazy times. Well, today, as we get closer to closing out 2020, who would have ever thought we would have lived through what we lived through? Goodness gracious. I'm going to give you some quotes that's going to give you hope. We all need hope. In every season of life, whether we are celebrating or mourning or wrestling with rejoicing, questioning or even trusting, you can hold fast to hope. The Bible says, in God's great mercy, He has given us new birth in a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You can find that in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Our hope is living and active because of and through Jesus Christ. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some quotes today. A few of them that I have found that I believe it's going to really kind of help you a little bit, especially with what we're all going through. And so what we're going to do is the first one I'm going to talk about, the first quote is, and these are quotes that I had actually fished up and prayed about, and I said, you know what, these are some quotes that I'm going to, they're not personally from me, they're from other Christian, well-known Christians in the world. And some of them you guys may know. This particular one is from R.C. Sproul. And it says, hope is called the anchor of the soul. The book of Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19, because it gives us stability to the Christian life. But hope is not a simple wish. I wish that it was such and such and would take place. Rather, it is on that which latches onto the certainty of the promises of the future that God has made. Another short little quote from Charles Spurgeon, which we all know this one if you remember well. It says, without Christ, there is no hope. Now let me just stop there for a second. That's true. Because without hope, without having Jesus Christ in our life, even during good times and bad times, without the hope, we don't have nothing. God still reigns on this earth. We are free moral agents. We have to make a decision whether to have Him in our life or not. And if you reject Him, you're definitely taking the wrong turn. But if you accept Him and you have Him in your heart, you're making the right choice. Thomas Aquin says, faith has to do things that are not seen and hope with things that are not in hand. The famous John Newton has a famous quote out that says, our righteousness is in Him and our hope demands not upon the exercise of grace in us, but upon the fullness of grace and love in Him and upon His obedience unto His death. Emily Dixon had a short little quote here that says, hope is the thing with feathers that perches the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. Let me kind of stop there for a second. When you're down and out and you turn it on a Christian station or you listen to encouragement podcasting like us and other networks out there, or even listen to the iHeartRadio network or radio stations, and you're listening to Christian songs and you're singing them along. Have you ever done that? I can't even see a show of hands. I know I have. And that kind of uplifts you. You want to look for something that's going to kind of give you some uplifting in your time of sinking, that you feel like you're sinking in quicksand. Because what you're doing is you're throwing the anchor out and you're singing these songs of positiveness. And Satan hates that. Anything that's involving positiveness and scripture quoting with what the Bible says, he disappears for a while. He don't like to hear that. Don't mean he ain't going to come back and try to disrupt. But when you're reading scripture or you're quoting scripture, always remember that that's a way to get the act of the enemy off your back. Because you can rebuke him. Joni Tada had once wrote a quote here that says, the best we can hope for in this life is a knothole peek at the shining realities ahead. Yet a glimpse is enough. It is enough to convince our hearts that whatever suffering and sorrows currently assault us, that we aren't worthy of comparison to what waits on the horizon. Anne Lamott wrote on her quote, "Hope begins in the dark, the stubborn hope that if you show up and try to do the right thing, the dawn will come. You wait and watch and work. You don't give up." Max Licardo, which he has excellent books, I encourage you to read some of his books. I've read quite a bit of them. Has a great quote here. It says, "Jesus gives us hope because he keeps us company. His vision and knows the way we should go." Let me stop there on Max's quote for a second here. When you're alone and you're down and out and you think, oh man, there's just no hope. There's no hope for me. Oh, there's hope. Hope in the Lord. Well, see, hey, it's easy for you to say. You're sitting here talking about hope in the Lord. Yes, I am. Because there were times in my life, and times in my life that I still go through, where I get down and out. I'm a normal human being like you guys are. I don't live in a bubble. There's some people that do live in a bubble. They live in their own fantasy world. But they fall, and they get down and depressed, and who knows what happens after that. You hope that they find Christ or sink to the devil. Because Satan's goal is he wants to get your soul. We don't want him to get your soul. Brothers and sisters in Christ, team up together. It don't matter whether you're a Baptist, a Nazarene, a Presbyterian. Don't matter whether you're Catholic. Doesn't matter whether you're, Episcopalian. Doesn't matter. What matters is, those are denominations on earth. What matters is you make it to heaven and that you love Jesus and we worship our Lord and Savior. Because you know why? All those denominations believe the same thing. They may believe a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I ain't going to go into that. That may be for another day next year. But you know what? We're all believers and we believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So what do? We help others, because one day when we do get to heaven, those that accepted Christ, we the church, we the people, we're God's people. We're going to be rejoicing. There's going to be a lot of great things happening. And one day I'm going to be teaching some more on perspectives of heaven, what it's going to kind of be like going into next year sometime. Marching on, my favorite, Billy Graham had a quote out that says, "Our world today so desperately hungers for hope." Isn't that true? Amen to that. Yet uncounted people have almost given up, and they have. Especially during 2020, when we really need to continue to encourage them and pray for them with loss of life. Just incredible. There is despair and hopelessness on every hand. Let us be faithful in proclaiming the hope that is in Jesus. That's right, because there is hope in the Lord. Beth Moore, she's another inspiring artist on her books, writes, notice the word hope in Psalms 62:5. The Hebrew term literally means a cord, as an attachment. In fact, every one of us is hanging on to something or someone for security. If it's someone or something other than God alone, you're hanging on by a thin thread. You're hanging on the wrong thread. That's about the truth. You need to give it to God. Oswald Chambers, he's a popular one too. You ever get a chance to get his book, maybe you may have to order it online. I've read it before. I had it in my library collection at one time. Oswald Chambers has devotional books. He has a quote here that says, remember whose you are and who you serve. Provoke yourself by reconciliation, and your affection for God will increase you tenfold. Your imagination will not be starved any longer, but it will be quick and enthusiastic, and your hope will be inexpressibly bright. And that's true. That's from Oswald Chambers. Dwight Moody writes, the Spirit of the Lord first imparts love. He next inspires hope, and then he gives liberty. That is the last thing that we have in many churches. Well, Dwight, I agree with you on that quote, but I will tell you this, not stepping on toes in churches that I've experienced in the past few years. Culture has changed. Billy Graham once wrote, or he talked about when he was preaching on one of his sermons, that you're not going to find the perfect church, which is true. Every church has got issues or something. Churches of today, in my opinion, and I'm probably going to go off track here a little bit, and you guys are going to have to forgive me because it's kind of heavy on my heart. Churches today have got off track in some areas, and that part I will tell you. In fact, it's a little disappointing because when they go, some preachers that go, and I'm not even pointing toes or fingers at anybody, says, well, today we're going to talk about, okay, it's good to have feel goods. What happened to the basics of life? We're living end times, man. We are. And if you don't, it's great to talk about love. It's great to talk about hope like I'm talking about today. If you don't step on toes and talk about the true meaning of what Scripture is about and what God wants us to tell others and be the ambassador and not just hand the plate over and say, okay, I need a new airplane for $15 million, not mentioning a televangelist's name. Boy, you're going in the wrong direction. I'm not going to judge you. That's for God to judge. If you ministers out there or pastors that some I know all over the world and even on our USO radio network, if you get your eyes off of God, you're making a very fatal mistake. We are held up on so much accountability to God, to reach others, to teach others. We can't make somebody be saved, but we can throw the bird seed out or throw the bread out, the bread of life, and feed it to our congregations out there. Hello, congregations out there, pastor friends, congregations out there that need to know about Jesus Christ. And not make it a show time. And I'm not saying names in particular. I'm not just going to say churches in particular because I don't promote all these churches. I just have a lot of pastor friends and I don't do commercials on promoting churches at all. I don't mention names about churches or anything. I won't do that. Unless I do like a live video where this lady the other day was standing out there, and I was, you know, she had a beautiful sign that says Jesus is coming back, and I felt it upon my heart to talk to her. And I found out what church she was at, which was really nice. She wanted to tell me, and that's fine. Hey, it's great to love your church. I think that's wonderful. Churches are great. But churches need a wake-up call. Pastors need a wake-up call. All your workers need a wake-up call. That'd be in children's directors, music directors. You name it, the whole entire congregation wants something. Change things up a little bit. It's okay to change. Oh, our culture's changed. I've had pastors' friends tell me, oh, our culture's changed. Yes, I know, culture's changed. Times have changed. But isn't it nice to add a little bit of old into it too? Maybe you need to talk to your church boards or elders or whoever you may want to talk to at your local churches and tell them. I'm being a very big advocate, and I am a very big advocate. I hate seeing these church hymnals sit in the pew and collect dust. I don't care if you got a housekeeping crew or not. I might as well just tell it like it is. I've been to churches where they collect dust, and maybe every once in a while they'll pull it out and read it. It's okay to have the jumbo board, and I understand. But what if some people that are living still... let me ask you this. What's the purpose of a hymnal sitting in the pew? Is it a decoration? I hope not. If it is, you better reevaluate everything. It's for your congregation to pick up and say, let's turn it to 282. Gosh, if you could even do that once or twice a month, that would be great. That would touch somebody's heart. How do you not know? Bring it up to your church boards or whatever. But it's God's church. I don't care if you got church board, your pastor. Your pastor is not a God. Please never look at him as a God. He is an ambassador of Christ. I'm a minister too. I'm an ambassador of Christ. I just love teaching and telling the true gospel of Jesus Christ. People don't like it. That's okay. You don't have to listen to our network. We got a lot of listeners. But I love having you, the ones that love it, because I get a lot of encouraging things from people that says, thank you, CA. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for doing this volunteer work. You think I get paid doing this? No. I do it because I love doing it, because I love serving for Christ. And I want to get the gospel out to people. If the pastors won't do it, CA will get it out the best he can. Got over 2.2 million listeners out there that love this station. I've got other things coming up that are in the roll next year, hopefully, that we're going to be doing. And I love doing what I'm doing, and I'm going to be positive, and I'm going to tell the truth about what my knowledge is that I know about Jesus Christ the best I can, and I'm going to do the best I can for Christ. And you know, I'm not saying I'm down in churches. I believe churches are great. Pandemic times have changed. Cultures changed, like I said. But please, minister friends out there, all across the world that know me, maybe you may want to change your programs up a little bit. Make 2021 a better, different deal instead of showtime. It ain't showtime. It's doing work for the Lord. You're an ambassador for Christ. I'm talking to a lot of my minister friends out there. It really gets a little frustrating sometimes. I'm not pointing fingers, and I won't. The staff needs to wake up too, I believe. And that's the way I look at it. And I'm sorry if some of you guys may not want to take it that way. But it's from my heart, and Christ is telling me. I woke up this morning on my way to Faith Studio One, and He was telling me to share it, and I am. Come on, we're living the end times. People not only need encouragement, which is good. What happened to hellfire and brimstone, pastors? What happened? Wake up. All right, continuing on. As we get ready to close out, I got a few more I want to read to you. And you guys are going to have to forgive me, but sometimes when God just really wakes me up in the morning and says, hey, I want you to teach on this, and I want you to tell this. So this is just from my heart that God's telling me to tell y'all. So maybe it'll wake some pastor friends up on there. I hope so. All right, continuing on. John Piper writes, only when our greatest love is God, a love that we cannot lose even in death when we face things with grief. You know, grief was not to be eliminated, but seasoned and valued up with love and hope. Andy Stanley writes on his quote, Jesus is the hope of the world, and the local church is the vehicle of expressing the hope of the world. Ann Graham, which is Billy Graham's daughter, her name's Ann Graham Lutz, she writes, you can look forward with hope because one day there will be no more separation, no more scars, no more suffering. In my Father's house, it is a house of your dreams. Amen. I agree 100%. I got two more. John Maxwell, where there is no hope in the future, there is no power in the presence. And John MacArthur, who writes, the only hope for this is that any other society is to hear the word of the Lord and obey. We should obey what God tells us to do. Amen? Amen. Well, like I said, sometimes I just feel like when God just expresses to me and tells me when to share things. And maybe right now you're going through a lot to where you don't feel there's hope. You want to go ahead. I've had a lot of people I've seen on Facebook, and I'm not really a Facebook scanner that looks through every single thing. Because sometimes you look through all of it, it gets kind of a little bit depressing, you know. Some people I know put their life history on there. I don't know how they, I guess it's almost like, get a life, you don't need to put your life history on there. It's okay to talk about different things, but, you know. So the question is, that I have for you all. Maybe in your life right now, you don't really feel the hope that you want to feel. Well, let me tell you something. You've got, it's there. You got to find it. How, CA? By praying to God. Before I close out, I'm going to say a simple prayer that all of us find the hope in the closeout as we get closer to closing out 2020. And look forward for a brighter new year. I know a lot of y'all hate to hear it. COVID's still going to be around, face fact. They're talking, at least up here in Tarrant County, that people may not be totally vaccinated the ones that want to get vaccinated, until June. And I really feel 2021, we're still going to be masked up. But we got hope in knowing that the Lord's got this. So even when you're down and out, or maybe you've lost loved ones with COVID-19 too as well, or friends. I'll just say this in closing. They say 1 in 1,000 people now have been infected by COVID. Guys, I don't have the answer. God talks about in the Bible. Bible reminds us about plagues. I believe it's a wake-up call. I believe we need to wake up and realize, hey, He's coming back soon. And I don't know. It could be December the 31st. It could be this week. It could be today, tomorrow. Who knows? But he wants us to live our life and enjoy our life for him. Because that's what it's all about, living for him. And enjoying your life with your significant other or whatever you do in life. But know this, that God loves you and he's holding you so tight. And when you don't think that he is with you, he is. Please get it right with him. If you don't have it right with him, and heaven forbid something happen, that's between you and God. I can't judge you on that, but I hope you make it. I want you to. I love you. I'm your brother in Christ. To all my brothers and sisters in Christ out there, we're going to pray for you right now for some hope. Thank you for listening today on our podcast show. Dear Jesus, I pray for every one of us that need hope today, even when we don't think there's hope. And sometimes you look at it like a bathtub and the water's just going and it's just sucking us dry. Father, I just pray you be with the ones that are down and discouraged. May you lift them up and may you encourage them. And oh Lord, the ones that have lost people to COVID-19 or other things, may you wrap your arms around them and keep them ever so safe. We think about the people that have been infected. God, I just pray that infections be gone. I pray that a lot of us get vaccinated up and the herd immunity, we can get rid of this. Maybe not 100%, but we'll be a little bit more safer. But we give all of our faith, hope, and trust in you, for we love you. As we get ever so close to closing out 2020, Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, I hope you guys got a lot out of the quote and a little mini preaching sermon. I kind of told you how my thoughts were, but hope I didn't upset anybody today. If I did, I'm truly sorry about that. Like I said, when God talks, I listen. It's always the way it's going to be. Well, this is CA on iHeartRadio. Thank you for your faithfulness in 2020. I love you guys. Please, please, please be safe. I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. Also, I want you to enjoy life and get it right with God. We'll catch you on our next podcast show soon. Have a great day. Fixing to saddle up and get out of here at Faith Studio 1. Bye for now.